time for more Pageant Talk Radio on TalkZone.com. Here's your host, Valerie Hayes.
Welcome back to the show. Today we're talking about everything you need to know in order to get a top talent score at your next competition. But before we talk any more talent, I want to remind you that there really is a quick and easy way to stay current on current events. My weekly current events summary is the fast and absolutely painless way to keep up on issues, to get meaningful background information, receive helpful statistics, and practice questions for this week's breaking news. And it's less than $10 a month. How fab is that? To get your summary delivered directly to your email inbox, just go to www.pageantcurrentevents.com or click on the graphic on the Pageant Talk Radio show page. It's on the left-hand column, and you'll never have to worry about keeping current on current events again. Well, my next guest has been traveling the Lone Star State since last July, promoting leukemia awareness, speaking to tons and tons of students, and making more appearances than anyone can even imagine. She's a 21-year-old student at Texas Christian University, majoring in journalism with a broadcast emphasis. In 2006, she was crowned Miss Texas Outstanding Teen, where she went on to win preliminary fitness and evening gowns awards at Miss America's Outstanding Teen. At the 2012 Miss America pageant, she placed in the top 10 and won a preliminary swimsuit award, as well as the Luann Gamba Instrumentalist Award. We couldn't be more thrilled to introduce you to her this afternoon. Ladies and gentlemen, please welcome to the show Kendall Morris, Miss Texas 2011. Hi, Kendall.
Hi, Valerie.
How are you this hot and summery weekend?
Oh, I'm great. It is hot here in Texas, isn't it?
It is hot. Now, I assume you're dialing in up there in Dallas. Is that right, Kendall?
Yes, ma'am. I'm actually from Ennis, so that's where I'm coming to you from today.
Right, and Ennis is only about, 30 or 45 minutes sort of southwest of Dallas, right?
Southeast of Dallas a little bit.
Southeast. Okay, I was on the wrong side. And I'm down here in Houston, but I can guarantee you, everyone, Texas is, we are one hot frying pan today. Well, I know you've been traveling around talking to people about leukemia. Tell us a little bit more about your personal connection to the leukemia platform that you're promoting.
Well, my platform this year as Miss Texas is different from the platform that I have as a teen. Specifically because about 3 months after I gave up my teen title, when I was 16 years old, my dad was diagnosed with chronic myelogenous leukemia. And so at that point, I felt very called to this platform because my dad has been such a big supporter of me my entire life. He's been my cheerleader. He's been at every single competition. I mean, he's just super dad to me. And so whenever this disease affected him, I just knew that this was probably the best way for me to help him. By using my gifts and talents in order to promote leukemia awareness and get funding and put all my talents to work for him.
Well, I know you've been doing a great job speaking about leukemia, which unfortunately is still a serious life-threatening illness, and it's such important work that you're doing, and we so thank you for it. Let's talk a little bit, because we are talking talent today. Everybody loves the talent competition. Everybody loves to see what everybody's doing. The audience loves it. The judges loves it. Tell me about your talent presentation for your very first Miss America's Outstanding Teen, because you competed as a teen. Tell me about that very first talent presentation at your first local pageant.
Oh, my goodness. Well, back then, I played Bumble Boogie on the piano, which is the jazz version of Flight of the Bumblebee. It seems like it's a pageant classic now. Lots of piano players have played that for the talent presentation. But that's the piece that I played. I don't think that I won any talent awards until the next year whenever I came back for my second year as a teen contestant. But that was what I played. It was really fun and entertaining and very familiar for the audience to relate to. And then whenever I won Miss Texas Outstanding Teen, the piece that I played was Liberace's Chopsticks, which is yet again another sort of fun piece.
I love Liberace's Chopsticks. It's so much fun, and the audience adores it, don't you think?
Oh, they really did. They really got into it, and I tried to kind of ham it up and play into the whole Chopsticks theme because it does start off with a very simple little Chopsticks melody at the beginning.
It is a great piece. Now, when you transitioned to Miss, did you have a different perspective on your talent, Kendall? How did that evolve?
Well, I knew that top six probably would not work for me as a Miss contestant, just because I had played it before as a teen, and I knew that I needed to do something to make myself a little bit more mature and appear more as a woman rather than a teen. And so whenever I moved up to the Miss competition, I decided that I needed to be a little bit more serious with my piano playing, because I did start off as a younger contestant. My first year, I was a freshman in college and 18 years old when I did my first local preliminary. And so my the first piece that I played at state was Battle Hymn of the Republic, and it was this Dave Clydesdale version, just very, very powerful and passionate.
That's a challenge. That's challenging, isn't it, from a technical perspective?
It was to some extent. That version of Battle Hymn of the Republic, the sheet music wasn't quite so difficult, but my piano teacher and I worked on it, and we really tried to make it much more difficult and showier, and so that it really displayed all of my talents on the piano.
And then what did you eventually win your state pageant with?
This past year at Miss Texas, I played New World Symphony by Antonin Dvorak. And the funny thing about New World Symphony is that it's not written with a piano part. So
I didn't realize that. Really?
There is no piano part for New World Symphony. And so you're thinking, okay, well, how did she put this together for her talent presentation?
Yeah, seriously, and, Kendall, did you just make it up or what?
No, I didn't just quite make it up. It wasn't quite that easy. I got online after I had gotten third runner-up at Miss Texas in 2010, and I thought, well, what can I do for my talent presentation? I knew that that was something that I really needed to improve upon if I wanted to win Miss Texas, and so I just started researching right after the state pageant, and I researched for about 6 months looking for a piano piece of what I could play to win Miss Texas. And so I finally came upon this pianist named Maxim Marivka from Croatia, and he had all of these different pieces online, and a lot of them were familiar pieces, but he added maybe a techno version of it or added his own spin to these pieces. And New World Symphony was one of those pieces. He added a piano part to it. And he was on stage with an orchestra, and I just fell in love with the piece. It was just amazing and beautiful. And so I took it to my piano teacher, who is just an amazing pianist named Eunice Tavoloni, and she looked at this piano piece and she said, "You want me to do what?" Because I basically gave her the chords of what the orchestra was playing, and then we had to basically create a piano piece listening to this YouTube video and washing his hands and try to recreate what he had played on the piano.
You know, you said that, and this is an interesting story. It sounds like you fairly easily selected your talent when you were a teen and at first when you were Miss, but you spent 6 months trying to find the next piece, which you obviously ultimately won with and went on to do so well at the national pageant. And a lot of people ask, when you're looking for an instrumental talent performance, what factors were you considering? What was it that you were looking for? How did you know it was it when you were selecting the song?
Well, I have a little test. It's basically, if I don't get into the song within the first 20 seconds, it's not the one. It's not the talent piece for me. And so whenever I went through all of these songs, I mean, I would go through several every single day, every single week, just searching for that piece that I knew was just spectacular. I needed something that would just wow the judges right out of the gate. You only have 90 seconds to impress those judges, and so I wanted to make sure that I used all 90 seconds. And so when I heard New World Symphony, I knew that that was going to be the perfect piece because it was flashy, it was entertaining, it was my style on the piano, and it just had this beautiful melody that people were somewhat familiar with, but then again, people weren't sure what was going to come next in the song, and so there was an element of mystery to it.
You know, and I love that. It's something they're familiar with, but they don't know exactly what's coming next, because we've all been to pageants where they do the same piece over and over again, so it is nice to have your own unique personal, you know, kind of touch on it. Another thing that's really important for an instrumental talent presentation is the costuming. And we all know that when girls play piano, they pick out beautiful gowns with a lot of sleeve interest or back interest. Did you go through that process? And if so, how were you looking to make your gown look different at the piano?
Well, every other year, whenever I've been through teen or even when I won Miss Texas, I always had some type of train that went over the back of the piano bench, because a lot of times the judges are staring right at your back, and so you want to at least be looking at a pretty back on a dress. And so I wore last year a white cocktail dress, and so it showed off my legs while I was at the piano, and then it had a long white train that went off the back of the bench. But whenever I was going to Miss America, my directors and I agreed that maybe something a little bit more serious, something a little bit different from the average piano player, would help me stand out a little bit. So for my talent presentation, I wore a Sean Yurick gown that was black velvet, but the back was sort of sheer. It was one shoulder, and then it had these crystal rhinestones all across the back of it, and so it just looked like there was black mesh and rhinestones on my back. Then it had a tiny little black kind of scarf coming off the side of it that went over the bench.
And another factor that's really important for contestants in instrumental, you know, because they're not necessarily always facing the audience, depending on what they're doing. Certainly with a piano, you're not facing the audience. You may be facing the audience if you're doing like cello or violin or maybe flute or something. How do you engage the audience? Did you have specific movements or choreography at the piano that you had planned, or did it just come organically for you? How did you connect with your audience?
Oh, well, that's something that, you know, a lot of instrumentalists think, well, I'll just get up there and do whatever comes to me whenever I'm on the stage. But for me, it took a little bit more practice, and this is something that my director and I really worked on, was my performance at the piano. My director is now Michelle Martinez-Metzger, who was Miss Texas in 1996 and an absolutely phenomenal pianist who made the top 10 at Miss America. And so she and I worked together on this performance part of it, because she said, you really have to leave it all on the stage. And so the movements that I made at the piano, they were something that we practiced and we worked on, and we went over it over and over and over, because piano is just as much about the technicality and the notes as it is about that performance. Because you aren't facing the judges, you aren't smiling at them, you aren't looking at them or connecting with them with your eyes like a singer or a dancer might be able to. And so they have to be able to connect through your movements. And so this was something that I feel very accomplished about, because at Miss America, you know, I'd really worked on that, and my mom was sitting pretty closely behind the judges during my preliminary competition for talent. And she said during my entire performance, every time that I would move, she said that Mark Ballas was kind of moving right with me. I could really get into the music, and so I thought that was really cool.
Now, and I really applaud you for finding someone to work separately on the performance aspect, because sometimes, you know, your regular piano teacher or flautist instructor or cellist instructor is there to do the musicality and the technique, but not necessarily the performance. I think that was a great idea, and I think it really communicated to the audience, because obviously you won a very special instrumental award at Miss America. When you were practicing, getting ready for your state pageant, because we've got lots of teens in Miss getting ready to compete in their state competitions right now, what was your practice schedule like? Did you have a certain number of days a week that you practiced, and a certain number of, you know, an hour a day, 5 days a week? What was your plan?
Well, whenever I was getting ready for Miss Texas last year, I was still a student in college and living in a sorority house where there wasn't an available practice space for me. And so that meant that I had to wake up at the crack of dawn, practically, to walk about a mile or mile and a half across campus, the music building, to go to a practice room and practice. And so I would spend around an hour to 2 hours before class every day practicing my piano piece. And I especially felt like I was in a rush last year to basically get my piano piece ready for state, because I had waited a very long time to choose the actual piece. And then we had to compose it and create it. And so I was really in a time crunch to get that piano piece ready for the competition. But one of my practice techniques that I learned this past year from my director is that you don't just need to perform your talent every single time. You need to practice it. And there is a difference for instrumentalists between performing and practicing, because practicing is the nitty-gritty things that you don't like to do. I hate breaking down a piece. I hate going over things over and over and over. But that's what you have to do in order to make sure that every single note is clear, every single note is heard, And so that meant going over those little rhythms over and over and over until you could do them in your sleep. And then at the end of your practice session, that's when you're allowed to perform it, once you've perfected everything.
So by breaking it down, you mean maybe taking two or three measures, or perhaps a run of notes that you were really having difficulty with, or maybe an octave spread that you're having difficulty reaching. Is that right?
Yes, that's right. You break it down into measures, into sections, and then you do hard staccato practice on them. You practice it with different rhythms, just making sure that it's muscle memory by the time that you get to state, and so that you're able to regurgitate it whenever the time calls. And you're able to do it in those pressure situations.
Well, I think that's great advice, whether you're doing an instrumental talent like you so excelled at doing, or whether you're doing a dance or a vocal performance or really any kind of talent, to break it down into segments and practice those segments until you can do them in your sleep. As you said, I think that's great advice. Well, I know that sadly you're getting ready to give up your crown coming this summer. Tell me a little bit about the pageant and where people can find information about it.
Well, for the first time ever, the Miss Texas pageant will be held in Allen, Texas at the Allen Event Center. We're extremely excited to be in the city of Allen. They've been so supportive, and for the first time in a few years, we're getting to house the girls there, and so it's really going to be a great experience for everyone this year at the Miss Texas pageant. I think people can go online to Ticketmaster.com and get their tickets there. We also have some information on MissTexas.org. And one cool thing about the pageant this year is that we will be back on television. So I'm very, very excited.
I'm so excited! Everyone in Texas is going to be thrilled.
Oh, exactly. I was crowned Miss Texas Outstanding Teen on our last telecast, and so I feel like this is a great closure for me to crown the next Miss Texas on the telecast. So very excited and looking forward to it.
Well, and, you know, they couldn't pull that off without the wonderful board and all the volunteers for the Miss Texas organization, so we totally have to give them a little shout-out. And you have been such an amazing title holder this year, Kendall, and, you know, congratulations on all your success and awards, both as Miss Texas and at the Miss America pageant. You've been a great Miss Texas, and we're so thrilled you had a chance to visit with us today. Thanks so much.
All right. Thank you, Valerie.
Well, it's time for another short break, but stay tuned because I'll be right back to answer your listener questions about how to build the perfect pageant platform for your next pageant. So stay tuned, and we'll be right back here on Pageant Talk Radio. Hi, this is Valerie Hayes, the pageant coach, and I want to let you in on one of the best kept secrets for improving your pageant interview skills. It's my Mastering the Pageant Interview System, where I teach you the exact same skills and techniques that I teach my private coaching students. The system includes 3 audio files plus transcripts for easy reference. You'll learn how to spot and handle trick questions, the correct length of an interview answer, 2 secrets for a winning onstage interview, plus much, much more. Just download the audio files to your computer or MP3 player and listen. What could be more convenient? But the best thing about my new Mastering the Pageant Interview System is that you can download it today. Yes, it's the quick and easy way to improve your skills for less than you paid for your interview outfit. To get yours, just click on the Mastering the Pageant Interview graphic on the Pageant Talk Radio show page, or go to www.mypageantinterview.com and order yours today so you can be pageant fab at your next pageant.
Are you a pageant contestant in Arkansas, Kansas, Missouri, Nebraska, or Oklahoma? If so, Van Brosen Associates can help make your pageant dreams a reality. Van Brosen Associates are the producers of Miss USA and Miss Teen USA state pageants in the 5 states of Arkansas, Kansas, Missouri, Nebraska, and Oklahoma. To find out more, go to vanbros.com and connect with us on Facebook at facebook.com/vanbros. Once again, that's vanbros.com. VanBros.com. Are you ready to be Miss USA?
Hollywood Fashion Tape, the star's secret to looking perfectly put together, is also the favorite fashion solution company for the pageant world. The creators of the original hypoallergenic double stick tape used to prevent wardrobe malfunctions, Hollywood Fashion Tape also offers a wide assortment of clever, problem-solving products designed to give you a competitive edge on stage or off. from our guaranteed no-show concealers to our never-fail breast lift tape, we've got you covered. Visit HollywoodFashionTape.com and see how you can have the same confidence the stars have when walking your red carpet.
Top contestants around the country have discovered the secret for creating a winning look. It's the Royal We Boutique. Former international pageant title holder Lane Berry will create a personalized, iconic competition look that establishes you as an elite contestant but doesn't drain your pocketbook. Lane has dressed evening gown winners in state, local, and national competitions of all the major pageant systems. Whether you visit in person or take advantage of their premier long-distance styling services, Lane will guide you through the steps of expressing yourself with a cohesive image that wows the judges. Visit them today at royal-we.com. You're gonna look fabulous.